Welcome to the third show of Youth Beat Radio's Rural Series. Tonight we are going to hear from some more Ohio State University students in Dr. Christy Lakey's Intro to Rural Sociology course, who were given the opportunity to write and record their own radio segment on a rural topic that interests them. If you missed our first two shows, you can listen online at youthbeat.osu.edu or www.wcrsfm.org. Last time we discussed the development of rural areas and the changes that have occurred throughout the years, as well as some of the issues that will need to be addressed now and in the future. When looking at rural and urban areas in Ohio and across the country, it's important to remember that in the U.S., between 14 and 19%, or 46 and 62 million people, live in rural or non-metropolitan areas, depending on official government definitions. Some areas of the country, such as the rural West or northern Alaska, are much more rural than the heavily populated areas of the eastern U.S. 72%, almost three-fourths of our land use, is considered rural, but defining rural communities is tricky, and we often have our own ideas of what constitutes urban and rural places depending on occupation, land use, outdoor recreation, lifestyles, and the types of activities that go on in different places. Have you ever lived in a rural community or even grown up in one? How do you think these places have changed over the years? What changes would you like to see happen? This series highlights rural life and culture as presented by the voices of students, many of whom have grown up in rural communities in Ohio and beyond. We have a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get started. Welcome, Columbus, to this week's episode of Youth Beat Radio, created in the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University. My name is Devin, and tonight I'm going to be leading you through seven segments written by students in Dr. Christy Lakey's Rural Sociology course. This show is all about youth in rural communities. We're going to look at some of the obstacles that they face and what youth organizations are doing about it. First things first, let's take a look at some statistics. In rural America, the percentage of male versus female residents are close to equal. However, that is not the case in other countries around the world, like India and China. In China, the history of gender bias favoring males and the increased availability of technology like the ultrasound, which can be used to reveal a fetus's gender, has led to the ratio of male to female population ages 5 to 9 being 18 to 1 between 2010 and 2017. That is a huge difference, and this has led to many problems in rural China. Since then, laws have been put into place to try to regain balance between the genders. But I'll let Jia tell you more.
My name is Jin, and my topic is on balance percentage of male and female in rural area. Trace back three decades ago to the 1980s and 1990s, the percentage of males and females in rural China was approximately balanced. However, after 1995, the balance of males and females changed tremendously. According to Radio Free Asia, Chinese men outnumber women by 33 million after decades of gender bias. The population of males in rural areas started to skyrocket. You must be extremely curious about how this could occur in such an extreme way. Due to the increase in electrification in the countryside, a modern medical technology became widely available. Type B ultrasonic checks, which could reveal the fetus gender, gradually appeared in the villages around 1995. Rural populations largely prefer boys to girls, since boys could contribute more power and support to their family. Additionally, the most important reason was the older generation still had the belief that only the boys could carry on the family line. Hence, along with the invention of Type B ultrasonic check, many more girls were aborted. This cruel situation still exists in some rural areas, which has contributed to several severe consequences. According to a statistical analysis of sex ratio from 2010 to 2017, the 5-to-9 age ratio of girls to boys is over 1.18. That means that for every girl born, there are 18 boys. The sex ratio of 0 to 4 age interval is still rising. The most obvious impact is the opportunity for men to marry. The differences in the number of males to females means there will be over 18% men cannot find a wife who has similar age as them. In other words, there will be one single among every 5 males. even though government nowadays has issued a law to ban the use of FedEx gender check, there are still people who try to break it, especially in rural areas. This unbalanced sex ratio have also ignited the fuels of sexual assault and other violence. The consequences are not just confined to China, but also reach deep into its Asian neighbors, India.To further understand this severe situation, you could have a look at the census of India's sex ratio and the cause and effect.
You are listening to YouthBeat Radio. According to the 74million.org, nearly half of U.S. public school districts are considered rural. They enroll about 12 million kids,which is one-fourth of the public school population. And while rural education has been improving throughout the past decade, rural students continue to fall behind their urban counterparts when it comes to getting high school diplomas and attending college. If you listened to our first show, you may remember Keyshawna telling us that only 29% of rural students attend college in comparison to 47%, or nearly half, of urban students. Chloe has more on this.She's going to be sharing a bit about her experience in rural high school and compare it to that of some of her friends in different districts. And although her school, and many other rural schools like it, provide quality education, they sometimes lack in resources like technology, funds, and faculty. Coming up next on YouthBeat Radio.
Today we are going to focus on rural education. You might wonder why rural education even matters. A study published in 2017 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service found that while rural Americans are increasingly better educated than those who are older, male, or part of a minority, they still lag behind their urban counterparts in levels of educational attainment.This is not a surprise for most, as it is expected in our society. But what else is lacking? Rural students do not share the same educational opportunities, like advanced courses, that urban students have access to. Does this affect rural students in the long run? Are urban students better off than their rural counterparts? According to a 2015 study by the United States Department of Agriculture,Urban counterparts, on average, make more than their rural counterparts. The urban-rural earning gap increases with each level of educational attainment. For example, a rural person with a graduate or professional degree makes around $52,000, while their urban counterpart makes nearly $70,000. Another study done by the United States Department of Agriculture,shows that 19% of rural citizens earn a bachelor's degree or higher, compared to 33% of urban citizens. I believe this can be explained by the types of jobs or careers that rural citizens choose versus what urban citizens choose. Rural occupants might elect to stay on the farm or take over a family business. This would usually require less educational experience.While this does not explain the entire urban-rural education gap, it is a definite component. Rural communities have more limitations than their urban counterparts. As a rural high school graduate, I experienced firsthand how my education was limited. While my school was known for its excellent academics, it lacked advanced placement and college course opportunities. While my friends at other schools were taking only AP courses,or attending a college their senior year of high school, I was only obtaining a basic education. Rural education differs from an urban education in many ways. For example, many rural school districts are heavily underfunded. They struggle to purchase the right technology and books for their students.